Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my does-anything-a-spider-can friend, Frank. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I am swinging from place to place, and I am ready.
Just keep swinging. Just keep swinging.
Swinging. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very good. We have a special guest with us here tonight.
Heyo.
Hello.
Hello,
listeners.
Hello. So Damon is here with us tonight. People are well acquainted with him.
I think you might be our returningest guest host on this show.
I think so.
Do I get a prize?
You get beer that you brought.
I'll take it.
Okay. So what beer, since you brought it, what beer did you bring?
So this is a local beer. It is Trillium Brewing Company, and it is the Pocket Pigeon. It is their American Pale Ale.
I love, it's just a stark white label with a pigeon on it.
Very minimal.
Very minimalist. I love it. I'm going to open it right now.
Great sound.
So good.
Such a good sound.
All right, here you go. First sip. Somebody talk while I take a sip.
I'm opening mine.
Oh, that is a, ooh, that's good. That's really good. It's kind of light for an American Pale. It does not pale in comparison to anything else that I've had.
No.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Frank was really struggling there.
Bit of a defective can.
Yeah.
Trillium, what you doing here?
All right, let's see.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that is, you're right.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that's real good.
That's a good drinkable pale ale.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so here's the plan for this evening.
Or morning.
Or afternoon.
Or commute time.
Oh God, I hope not.
Well, I mean, depending on your commute, it could feel like you're in a timeless place. So Spider-Man Homecoming is, by the time this gets released, it is out. You know, right? Because this is coming out on the day of Spider-Man's release.
Yes, you're right. I believe you are correct, sir.
Yes. So, yes, we plan these things accordingly. So we thought that we should go back and bring back the long-lost commentaries, because we haven't done one in quite some time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. And so we're going to do a commentary on 2002's Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, starring Tobey Maguire, James Franco, Willem Dafoe, and Kirsten Dunst. So, if people want to listen with the DVD or the Blu-ray or the digital file, that is completely on them. However they want to roll with this, but we're going to commentate over the film, giving us zero insight into anything that's happening in this film. Actually, I have some fun things to share. I have one fun thing to share.
I've got a couple of. I watched this movie many times with the director's commentary, so I remember lots of little facts.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'm at 2 seconds.
All right.
Because I'm watching the digital version. We're watching the digital version this evening. So I'm at 2 seconds into the film. The Columbia Pictures light is kind of dead center of the screen with beam shining off of it. 2 seconds, almost on 3 seconds. You know, because 3 follows 2.
That's how that works, yeah. It's math.
Yep. If we're all ready to go, people are geared. You're geared.
Ready, Santa.
Yeah. And away.
So we're going to do 3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go.
And you hit play on go.
Exactly. All so right. 3, 2, 1, go. All right.
All right,
look at that, Columbia Pictures.
Oh, it looks so old and grainy already.
No, even though we're watching the HD digital version.
But it's just.
It was only 15 years ago.
I know, but it's.
So do you remember the first? Do you remember the first trailer to this movie?
No.
Yeah. So
I do.
So the trailer was a scene from the film. It was about a bunch of guys, bank robbers, robbing money from a bank, and then they get into a helicopter and fly away, and the helicopter gets attacked by an unseen thing, and then a bunch of like noise and camera movements and whatever, and then it pans out and they're stuck between the two towers in a bunch of webs.
And that, World Trade Center towers, yeah.
Right. And that was the the trailer for the movie.
Yeah,
it was in the film. But it was released maybe a month or two before 9/11. So once that happened, it was pulled, and it was pulled out of the film. But there's a scene where the montage sequence where Spider-Man saving a bunch of people, and he's like, and he crawls up the webs like a spider. And that, you know, that scene, he stinks and I don't like him. You know? that scene, right before it ends, you can see his face, and the Twin Towers are in his eyepiece.
Oh, that's right. The close-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we get this. We get a lovely CG animated credit sequence. You don't see a lot of credit sequences at the beginning of films anymore.
You really don't. No, it's very much even in at style
this,
now.
Even at this time, it wasn't really in style.
It was. It's now it's in style to do the, you know, flash the title at the end of the film.
Sure.
But you know, I'm looking. You know, watching this at the time, it seemed very like modern and like, I don't know, very cool. But now looking at it, it's like, it looks very comic booky. It actually looks very, like, very comic booky.
Yeah. I like it in the second film better because it's the Alex Ross paintings and it's a recap of the first film. I thought that was a great idea. But I don't dislike this. What do you think of Danny Elfman's Spider-Man theme? Bum, 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 bum. That one. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the only hummable part of it.
It's one of the last things Danny Elfman did that I liked.
Really? I don't really care for it. I don't think it's like memorable enough to.
I agree with you that it's not. Yeah, it's not like his earlier.
Do you know Danny Elfman did the music on Avengers 2, Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good stuff. There's some good stuff in there, and he's doing Justice League coming up. So. Got some good stuff going on. Hopefully some good stuff going on there. But I'm a Danny Elfman apologist because not everything he does sounds like boop, 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 boop. Like, it doesn't all sound like that. I mean, the guy did the score to Good Will Hunting. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, that's not exactly boop, 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 boop. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he's legendary for a reason, you know. But I feel like his last 15 years or so really have been more of the boop, 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 which is not my style.
Oh, I don't feel that. I actually feel it's the opposite. That's another episode. That's another episode for another day.
Another
I think.
Day.
Yeah, I like that. I like and I dislike that. That they have Peter narrating the film.
Yeah,
because it is kind of like a comic book in which your main character is narrating, right?
Sure.
Sometimes it's their narrating or it's their inner thoughts or whatever. But so I don't mind that. But it does, from a storytelling point of view, take away from like narrative conflict because like, you know, he's going to survive because he's narrating the film.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I just like.
I mean, it's also Spider-Man, but still.
Yeah, exactly. I like that it is like a comic and it is like. Him talking about his problems from the beginning, like, which is so Peter Parker, you know?
Yeah, well, he's like, that's the girl I like, Mary Jane Watson. I love it. I like it that even the bus driver is in on, like,
I know,
the bullying. It's so bad. They do not look like they're all in high school. Look, it's Deathstroke.
Not even a little bit. Yeah.
It's Deathstroke and Mary Jane.
I was in love with Kirsten Dunst in this movie.
Really?
I was in love.
I just don't care. I think she was a great child actress, but then I just, and it's just, she's fine in every movie.
She's fine.
Yeah. No.
Fine. No. I love her. I mean, to be honest, I haven't been a huge fan of her career as a whole. Like, I haven't loved everything I've seen her in.
I love this little wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find her so girl next door and so lovable in this movie.
Yeah, well, I think she does. I think she does a fine part, but she's not really my Mary Jane. I guess she's just not. She's just whiny mostly. Not really in this film, but in subsequent films.
I agree. In 2 and 3, it's not the same. But in this movie, I'm really like, I would have been in love with her in high school too.
Oh sure, okay, that makes sense. I love Willem Dafoe's hair all the time, but I like it. I like it especially here because if you look at like Norman Osborn's hair in the comics, is that weird like red corn roll thing? Yeah, like what is this supposed to be? Yeah. Right, like what's it supposed to be? So I love that this is as close as you're ever gonna get. This is my father, Norman Osborn. I'm James Franco. It's the only movie I've never been not high in.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when James Franco wasn't James Franco yet?
Yeah, this movie basically. Even then, he's like even right now, he's kind of being Franco-y. I love right off the bat how evident it is that like the antagonistic relationship between Norman and not Peter,
Harry.
Thank you. But it doesn't drive a wench in between their relationship, which I like. Though their friendship doesn't make sense to me.
Look, I'm watching this movie with new eyes, with fresh eyes. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Well, you had that surgery.
That too.
The fresh
eye. Yeah, right.
Eye crafters.
Fresh eye, yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah, there's no bell.
No bell here. Does that mean we get a no bell prize?
All right, we're gonna stop the movie. Can't top that joke.
It's so like lit like a 90s movie.
Oh yeah.
In this museum,
you mean like bright?
It's yeah, like no. What museum have you been to that's like that brightly lit?
Well, is it? It's not a museum. It's a research lab.
Okay, whatever. That's my point. I guess it's so, just like it's very brightly lit, like unnatural for like indoor light.
Oh, extremely.
Yeah,
extreme. It's extremely bright in there. You can even see some of the like the stage lights for like in the reflections.
Mostly, but it's the gelled hair.
Yeah, that's actually the most dated thing about
the most 90s thing. Guys are gelled up to the high heavens.
Yep. Oh, it's so bad. Why did we all think that was so good?
And watching the first 5 minutes of this, I feel like Tobey Maguire would have made a great Nightcrawler. Not the X-Men character, but the part that eventually went to, what's his face from October Sky?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yes. You mean like the creepy cameraman?
Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All the vacant staring and
yeah,
he does social cues.
I really like. I've said this before on the show. I really like his Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker, and I don't like his Spider-Man. I think like he still sounds too much like Peter in as Spider-Man, like he's clearly a nervous nerd under there, and like he's not quippy enough or whatever else. But they try, but I think he does a great job as Peter, especially in the first two films.
And this will probably refresh my memory. I haven't seen this for a while either, but it seems like he delivers the Spider-Man quips just expecting that they're not going to go over. Almost.
Yes. You know? Yes. That's very true. No one notices the spider up there. It's fine.
In a lab of spider experts.
Yeah, I really feel for this teacher. As a teacher, I really feel for this guy.
He can't be 2 years older than any of those.
I know. It's his first year.
He's got the whole discipline thing down. Let's go talk about how we listen.
Yeah, that's true. He's got the lines, but if he really had the discipline thing down, they wouldn't be talking. It's just saying. Just saying.
All right. Words of a teacher right there.
Just saying. Do you mind if I take your picture for my collection? I mean, the school paper? I do like the genetically enhanced spider because all Spider-Man's powers really come from a variety of different types of spiders. And so I like that. Just combining them all together makes the most sense.
Absolutely. It makes way more sense than the radioactive spider from the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a thing on the news a while ago now that some kid got actually bit by a spider that was radioactive and he died. You're laughing at it.
Different strokes.
Different, yeah. Different kind of, it wasn't a genetically enhanced spider, you see.
So, they used a combination of a practical spider and a CG spider here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, yeah, those two shots we just saw were this one here. It's a real spider with like a little cap on him, and that's CG, the close-up.
Oh. But
they put a little plastic cap to make him red and blue to look like Spider-Man.
Wow, good for him for not freaking out when the spider was crawling on his hand. If it was me, I'd be like, stuntman, this is what I need yeah. you for. I'll get up 50 feet on the wires, but I need you to be my hand for this scene. Thank you. Lots of exposition. Look at all the things that he can do. Got some nice Oscorp stuff. Okay.
Look at this fellow on the glider.
All right. So what's the, I guess we could, we're looking at it now. What do we think of the Goblin's costume in this movie?
It's padded.
It is padded. It's
very padded.
It is very padded. Well, I mean, it is a safety suit to be fair.
That's true.
It would make sense that it would have some padding.
But it looks like the kind of superhero costume I could go to, I don't know, Target at Halloween time and get.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, with all the extra foam and stuff.
Yeah. I remember most people say that he looks like a Power Ranger. And I don't think that's inaccurate, but it has grown on me as the years have gone on.
It's a little Rita Repulsa.
It's modern. You know, it's modern Rita Repulsa, but this movie came out 15 years ago, so she's a little Green Goblin.
Okay, fair. Well, I meant old Rita Repulsa, but yes.
Rita Repulsa's in brown.
I'm not talking about the green, dude. I'm talking about like the look of the costume.
Rita Repulsa was in a dress.
I'm talking about like the
aesthetic.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Don't be so literal.
I have to sit next to Frank for the whole movie, so I'm going to take his side.
Damn right you are.
Okay. All right. I see how this is going to go. Okay.
Do you, though?
No. No, I don't. I'm watching the movie. I'm not looking at you. Can't see anything. I agree with you. It is a little... I know exactly what you mean. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Sure are.
I don't really... Classic comic Norman Osborn is a jerk, whether he's the Green Goblin or he's not the Green Goblin. Like, he's evil either way. This, like, I'm a good man turned crazy. I'm not sure if I care for that completely, but I understand why it's done. The very comic classic Uncle Ben and Aunt May. Aunt May gets younger in each additional film. She's going to be younger than Peter in the next movie. Rosemary Harris and something Robertson. Cliff Robertson. Yeah. Thank you. He's great. Both of them. Computer salesman, computer engineer, computer analyst. My.
Computers in 2002.
Yeah. Just wait 15 years, Uncle Ben. Just wait. Oh, wait. No, you can't.
The only person in comics who actually stays dead.
Yep. Hey, that color of the kitchen is basically the color of my living room. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Confirmed.
And it's in the other room.
Sources say people familiar with the matter.
Yeah. I do like that it moves quickly into the like spider bite. Like we're going.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and he's like, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Well, he doesn't feel well.
Thank you, folks.
He clearly doesn't feel well.
He is infected.
You guys missed the pun. Like, how are you feeling? Are you hungry? No, I had a bite.
So this scene right here, without a shirt on, is the first. There's the first scene that they ever filmed for the movie because then he went and because then he had to get jacked.
But fun story. He was already working out, and his torso was CG
because
he was
really?
Already too jacked. They pulled a Captain America on him where he was already too jacked,
So
they had to make him CG to look scrawny.
Wow, that's a good job. That was a good job for 2002. That is quite a welt he has on his hand.
Yeah,
like that's a bite. Like, go to the hospital.
Look at the skulls. Look at that. Like, this is so Sam Raimi right now.
Extremely. This movie is toned down Sam Raimi for a lot. I think Spider-Man 2 is the perfect amount of Sam Raimi.
Yeah, so you get the actual like Evil Dead like scene in there with the
Doc
Ock operating.
Yep, and the chainsaw. That's a great scene.
The fingernails on the
thing. Great. It's good. Dr. Strom, such a coward. Such a coward, but not really. Isn't it? Even the computer screens are green. Everything's green. The floor, the side, the computer, like all the, oh my God. You know, like the gas is going to be green. Just hammering it home. Norman Osborn likes green, just so you know. So Willem Dafoe, one of the reasons he was chosen for this part, because John Malkovich was up for it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is that Willem Dafoe is an avid yoga master. He's been doing yoga every day for decades. So he has, like, if you look, like, he's got zero body fat. Like, just enough to be alive. And so one of the reasons that he was chosen is because he was agile enough to be able to do stuff on the glider, the practical glider, and not hurt himself, basically. So
they were afraid he was going to break his ankles.
It was too much pressure. But he pulled it off. He was great. And Willem Dafoe's an excellent actor. I think he did a good job.
Another movie fun fact coming up here. The green smoke.
Yeah.
They kept trying different formulas of green smoke, like practical green smoke.
Sure.
And everyone they came up with was toxic.
Oh, no, really?
So they eventually just had to use white smoke and then color it green in post.
Oh, no. You got to do what you got to do. Wow. That's a good, that's some good coloring.
Yeah.
That they did there. I mean, it's funny that they were also like, why can't it just be white smoke? No, it's got to be green.
No, it's everything green.
Everything is green. Understand. This freaked me out when I was a kid. This little, like, the seizure that he's having. That's good. Good stuff, Willem Dafoe. Look, he's so skinny. So skinny, Willem Dafoe.
Doctor, what's his name? Is such an, like,
Doctor Strom.
Strom, like, he's such a.
Oh, he's such a weenie.
Yeah. Like Norman. Oh God, Norman.
I think they're friends. Not anymore, though.
Oh no.
Back to Dr. formula. Strom. Oh yeah. Bye.
Oh man.
Oh, super strength.
Look at him.
And
that was more spider than Tobey Maguire.
Yep. And it's corny. We've made it. So
fast forward 15 minutes.
No, it's the next day. I do, like, whoa.
I don't need these.
I like that he's a scientist and he's like, oh, I guess I don't need glasses anymore. Never investigates.
Well, some people just wake up like this.
Pre-Google days where he's like, can't hop on Google and see why I'm fixed or all of a sudden ripped.
Well, maybe if Uncle Ben would show him how to use a computer, then, you know.
You know, and by today's superhero standards, he's still really skinny.
Yeah.
You know, by then he was like, wow, look at what, I mean, he is in great shape, but like.
Put him next to Batfleck and tell me how large.
Right, exactly. I mean, certainly don't want a Spider-Man that's as hulking as Ben Affleck's Batman, but.
Or as the Hulk.
Yeah. But he's a skinny mini. Or yeah, nice Einstein poster on the wall. It's good. It's good because Peter likes science. I get what they're doing there.
That's not convenient at all.
That's not creepy at all.
Our windows are right next to each other's.
Well, that's comic-ish accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, comic-ish. I love this.
They're like, yeah. Oh, love that going down the.
That was Tobey Maguire too. I mean, he was in good. Good shape there.
They had to move that wall closer so he could do that stunt.
Really?
Because he was too short?
Or the gap was just too big, and they came up with the idea for the stunt, and they were like, all right, set designers, let's fix this.
That's... They're like, oh, but we already built it. Why are you doing this to us? In my experience, I don't know if that looks like Queens.
Parts of Queens.
Like it does.
There are parts
doesn't.
Of Queens that look like yeah. that look something like that.
That looks more like it.
Yeah, that definitely does. I don't know what that subway is up there, but
It's prepping you for the next movie.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the world of elevated trains. I think he's like, so I don't need glasses anymore and I'm ripped, but I'm gonna focus on talking to Mary Jane. Like, this is my
high school problems.
High school problems. He's supposed to, they're seniors, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, because he graduates in a couple of minutes.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes, they're seniors.
Yeah. Yeah, I like in high school Spider-Man. So, I mean,
he
I wouldn't have bought.
Bus.
Yeah, I guess he could be a senior, like maybe be a senior
yeah,
in high school.
Maybe most of them. I mean, they all look like they're in their 20s, though.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
he could maybe pass.
He could pass for freshman, sophomore in college, maybe.
Yeah,
but a senior in high school is, yeah, just barely passing. Though this was also the trend of the time to cast. Like that's why teens are so confused about what they look like versus what the teens they see on TV.
Totally,
because those teens are 25. Nice house. I've passed by that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it's green. Inside,
I never even thought yeah. about that.
Just, like,
oh my
just
God,
so you know,
we should start a green count.
Oh,
God, take a sip every time. Every time you see green,
we're already lost. I do like this. They talked about the creative team talked about Norman being a collector of masks. Was why there's all that creeped me out though. Ah. The smash cut there. All the tribal masks that you see all over the place are, you know, obviously a reflection of his forthcoming duality that he already has. He's been murdered, sir. I'm jumping ahead. But, no, everybody's murdered.
Their butler, I always thought the butler, Bernard.
Bernard.
Was, it just.
A terrible actor.
He's a terrible, terrible actor. And some of the outtakes of him are so, like, he's just, like, so, like, lost. And he's like, ah, sir, you're monkey, sir. Like, he's just, like, he doesn't know what he's saying half the yeah. time. Oh, great, great shot.
Great practical effect. They just put sticky stuff on the bottom and he caught it all. Saved them thousands of dollars in post, apparently. Because they were going to originally do it as a CG effect. And Sam Raimi's like, why don't you just put something sticky at the bottom and he can catch it? Because he's thinking like an independent film director. Well,
yeah.
And
I love
Mary
it.
Jane is officially creeped out. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Oh, man. I should have asked her if she liked pickles.
There we go.
20 minutes.
Yep.
pickles.
No, it's not pickles. You're weird. No one knows what we're talking about. Watch the Star Wars bad lip syncing to Star Wars. Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. What do you fine fellows think about organic web shooters versus not?
I prefer that he makes them himself. I prefer that because it goes the way of like Peter's a genius. But I understand. See, it's funny because they were like, audiences will accept that he has spider powers, but audiences will not accept that he's smart enough to make his own web shooters, which I think is interesting because you see actually progression is from film to film. So this one, they're organic. And then the next film, he makes the shooter, but not the web. He steals the web from Oscorp. And now in the latest one, he does all of it. But he's given web shooter upgrades by Tony.
See, I it never bothered me, the organic stuff, because I'm like, well, I mean, if the spider bite gave him other powers, why couldn't it give him that?
Because it would come out of his butt. Yeah.
All right, well, let me lots of...
In the practical sense,
yeah.
To keep the movie PG-13.
Yeah.
And all Spider-Man comics, for that matter. I like his spider speed effect. I think all of this is good. I like the slowed down, like the post Matrix world slow-mo.
Right, yeah.
And
only 3 years after the Matrix, so it was still part of the, like,
oh, bullet, you know, time, absolutely.
Yeah, bullet time was still very much part of the, like, lexicon of filmmaking.
Mm-hmm. See, good. This is a good. He knows how to throw a punch, this guy. Oh my God,
Flash Thompson.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Pudding oh, yeah. face.
He does not know how to throw a punch.
Yeah,
look at
that fist.
What is?
It looks like he's grabbing something.
I love like this still very 90s concept of like, God, you're such a freak, Parker. Blah, freak.
Yep. After school special style.
Like no one ever, I mean, like I got picked on in school, but no one ever called me a freak. Like what?
You were picked insult? On. You were picked on in school.
Oh, come on, I liked Spider-Man.
Yeah, you just don't tell people about it.
Well, I learned that after I got picked on.
Oh, okay.
Do what I did and just keep it down.
Yeah. Smush it real down. Smush all your feelings deep down into a tiny little box.
I love that we don't have to do that anymore now. Like now they literally make multi-million-dollar movies for us.
Yep, basically. Well, this was really, I mean, people credit X-Men, Blade, and X-Men, but Spider-Man was the one that catapulted everything.
For me, this is where it starts. For me, this is where the modern superhero movie begins.
Yeah,
is with this movie.
I think if you kind of like, Blade was the seed, and X-Men was like the sprout, and this was the full flower, you know?
I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
I think it's accurate.
And people really only notice the full flower.
Right. In my personal experience, this was the one that started it for me. I love the scream.
Woo! There's some good Mickey Mousing in that when he's climbing up the wall too. Boom, boom, boom. That's some Wonder Woman looking CG right there. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, green screen.
Wonder Woman's better than that.
I don't know, man. It's not that much better.
Maybe not much, but it's a little better.
This here.
This might be my favorite scene.
I was going to say this is one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want to just all do it together?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I don't remember the order, but.
Oh, well, that's okay. We have the closed captioning
sometimes,
on.
Yeah.
Go, Web. Fly. Up and away, Web. Shazam. Go,
go, go, go,
go,
Web, go.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. No, it's weird. He would have had to have made the classic Spider-Man shoot at the web pose when he was eating, right? Otherwise, why would it have shot out at the food?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the two fingers
yeah,
in
the two
thing?
Fingers, yeah, the,
yeah, true.
Yeah.
Huh.
The bullhorns. Yeah, he would have had to have made it somehow. Unless it's like, it's a certain, it's
is
a very
it a
particular, I think it's in a very,
it flex?
It's a very particular amount of pressure. Oh. Well, I mean, like on the web shooters, it's an amount of pressure and different pressures for different types of webs. That's great. Smack slide. That's classic Raimi.
Yeah, and the running home.
Yeah. And he's a bad nephew. Where do you think they went? Oh, they probably went out to dinner. Ben and May.
They're like, that boy ain't right.
They probably went out to dinner. That's not a good color.
And that's no longer the color of your.
It is no longer the color of my living room. It's also not a great color, considering everything else.
I thought they went to bed.
Oh, they must have gone to bed. He must have been out real late then. Bring me some beer. That's what I say all the time.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is all about. Bring me some beer.
Bring me some beer.
Without the abuse.
Right, none of the abuse. This scene, actually, with Mary Jane is quite nice. Peter's like, well, I wasn't around to paint the kitchen, so I'll take out the trash. What a good boy. What a boy.
He's a good kid. You know, that's the thing about Peter Parker is he's just a good, he's a good guy. He's a good kid.
Yep. The world craps on him. But he's a good guy.
That's the worst corner of the yard to keep your trash. That's the most, like, you do the most amount of work if you put the trash in that corner.
Right. Why don't you just put it next to the door? What's the difference?
Just put it in a
no, why? Because he's got to walk out far enough to talk to Mary Jane. If it was right by the
gimmick.
Yeah, if it was right by the door, then what's the point?
There's no thought.
Yeah. You could have just gone back inside. I know they're graduate. I wonder what season it's supposed to be, because they're close to graduation, but they're like, I'm still wearing coats.
Well,
he's wearing a winter coat.
April in New York can still be cold.
This is true.
Assuming that, you know, they graduate in May, maybe it's a couple weeks away. It's still April. It can still be chilly.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. He's like, I wanna be a photographer, a photographer, as the kids call it. Yeah.
Headed for the city, the big city, and shake off this Queens
Shake off this small town. You know you live in one of the biggest cities in the world, right? Shut up, Peter. It feels like a small town.
I love how they live in Queens. Queens is the most ethnically diverse place in the world by square mile. Like, there are more different ethnicities and cultures represented in Queens than anywhere in the world. And, like, everyone around them is white. Every person is white.
That's not true. Their teacher was black.
He's the only one. Yeah. He's the one, like...
Let's go talk about how we listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so, like, there's, like, the teacher and then, like, the, like, you know, like, a one lunch table of, like, token kids and then it's, everyone else is white.
It's 2002, baby. What do you want me to say?
Whitewashing all over the place.
It's 2002. Yeah. And it's funny because watching, like, you see the stuff for Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming and, like, nobody is the same. Like, nobody's the same. Everybody's represented.
It looks way more like Queens.
Yep.
It looks way more like I would expect it to look, more realistic. Mm-hmm.
I agree. What do you think of her red hair in this movie? Because it goes through different phases in all of them.
Not great. It doesn't look natural at all. It looks like she was a high school girl that got bored and dyed her hair red.
You know, that's true, but I like this red more than the other ones.
They also kept her eyebrows brown, so...
Kirsten Dunst is a blonde.
I don't know. So, what doing then.
So I think they're red.
Maybe
actually.
Maybe they are dyed, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right though. It doesn't look like a natural red.
It's yeah, and then her hair color changes the next couple of movies.
Yes,
it's
it does.
It's like a lighter, it's more like a blonde red.
Yep,
like a strawberry blonde almost.
Maybe that's a wig, and they dyed.
I think this might have been a wig, and then she went. She actually dyed her hair the next couple of movies, or something like that.
Wow, that car is so of its time.
Is that a PT Cruiser?
Yes, it is.
With the flat top?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
A PT Cruiser, man.
Yep.
Autos away! El Dorado. Oh, no. The Jaguar. I love that, like, the Porsche, like, all the cars he's looking at, like, all these cars, and, like, the one he finally decides on.
Those roadsters are pretty nice.
They are.
The Alfa Romeo is pretty nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is a little montage sequence.
Here's what I'm going to do for my thing.
Not Peter's hands, not Tobey Maguire's hands. He was there's a hand model.
Variants?
No, these are just fun.
Or just fun. Oh, okay.
It would have been, that would have been
it
better.
Like Scarlet Spider or one of those types.
Nope, nothing like that.
Well, isn't this, a comic book artist did this.
Yes.
Obviously. I don't know. I don't remember who. I don't think it was somebody necessarily super notable. Like, I don't know if it was like John Romita Jr. or something like that.
No, it wasn't. I can't remember who it was, though. But it wasn't anybody of like super acclaimed. It's not like Jim Lee, you know, doing this. But it was they had to get somebody whose hands kind of looked like Peter's, and that was the...
You mean white?
White. People's hands look different. My hands don't look like your hands.
No, that's true.
Dr. Pepper,
hand
nice product.
Is your
nice product
hand.
Placement. I do like this scene quite a bit, where he's like, I'm not dressed anime. Yeah.
Just kidding. Psych.
You got super strength and you're worried about a lamp coming at you.
I love this. Well, I love that he acting so strangely, Peter.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. That is a classic teenage response. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How did that happen for what he was doing?
Yeah. That.
Like, I like that Oscorp might lose contract to Quest. You know, that thing that newspapers write about all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. On the front page.
Yeah. He's also looks like he's like hearing about it for the first time. He's like, oh no, what's going to happen? Tell me, Daily Bugle. Tell me.
I was not told this three scenes ago when the general talked to me.
No. His slow descent into madness. I wonder if Norman Osborn suggested that green kitchen.
It's symbolic of how green's taking over Peter's life, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, no. Uncle Ben's just trying to do the right thing.
No.
Don't do it.
I need to talk to my boy.
Oh, no. So sad. So sad.
Drove them all the way in.
That's crazy.
How far is Queens to wherever they are?
I mean, that's Midtown Manhattan. That's the New York Public Library. It's on 42nd Street and like Fifth Avenue. I mean, that was like a half hour drive just to get to the library.
That's love.
And they didn't talk about this until
that's,
now?
That's what I was. That's what I think every time. It's such a long drive, and you park the car when he just needs to get out and do stuff, and now's the time to have this conversation.
And that's like that's half an hour, assuming there was like not a ton of traffic.
Right.
Like, they're like, what time of day or whatever. But then, like they're like sitting in silence the whole time. And then I need like a how it should have ended for this movie, where like they just sit in silence the whole time. And there's like, I'm just going to wait till we get there. And then I'm going to pull over and bother you then.
So, you know, that that line where he says, you know, I'm changing. You know, I went through exactly the same thing at your age. He's like, well, no, not exactly. No, not really. That's such a trailer line. Yeah. You know, like, say this for the trailer. It'll be fun.
But usually they cut those out for the actual movie. Yeah. Or nowadays they do. You see different takes for movie versus trailer.
Yeah, right. You saw a lot of that. Sometimes the trailer stuff isn't even close to what's in the movie. Yeah. Suicide Squad.
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Well, they were, but Rogue One, you talk about that TIE fighter, right?
Yeah, that and a couple of things. But like that,
running on the beach.
Stormtroopers on the beach, like, yeah.
That that TIE fighter was a test shot. It was never meant to be in the film, but marketing was like, who cares? Looks great. Just let's just put it in. But I didn't watch a lot of Rogue One trailer stuff. Like, I kind of watched them once and went, okay. So I didn't really remember any of that. So it never, none of that bothered me when
that
I saw the film.
That shot of the TIE fighter was the one thing that I was like looking for the whole movie. And when she was on that platform in Scarif, I was like, here we go. Here it comes. All right. Any minute. Nope. Okay. Nope. It's not happening. All right. Never mind.
Yeah. Didn't care.
Yes.
Bonesaw. This makes me hate wrestling. I mean, I don't love it as it is, but oh, that would be so painful.
Oh man. Master of disaster.
That man.
I wonder if he was like a semi-pro wrestler or something.
I bet.
He's got the look and the antics for it.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Bonesaw McGraw. The McGraw really makes it. And Bruce Campbell's first appearance.
Campbell, yes.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's the best part
of
this.
Which I probably didn't pick up on 15 years ago, sadly.
I did, I think, actually. But I wasn't an Evil Dead or Army of Darkness or whatever guy. I just knew he was important in all of our lives, truly. I don't know.
Have you heard his headcanon about
that he's Mysterio and he's all these different guys?
Oh no, I didn't. I haven't heard that. But his oh my god,
oh, it's Octavia Spencer.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. All right. Well, we just all came away with something.
Today I learned something.
Wow. She's
G-I-L.
She's great in this too. She's really. May God be with you.
Wow. No, Bruce Campbell's headcanon about his character in this movie, and then he's the usher in the second movie, and then he's the waiter, the snobby French waiter in the third movie.
That's right.
They're all brothers.
Oh, that's great.
Bonesaw is ready.
I like that you all know, like, you know exactly the cadence.
I lied before. This is the best scene in the movie. Oh.
The Bonesaw is ready. I need that gif on hold at all times.
Bonesaw is ready.
It's so applicable to so many situations in my life.
Yo, I'm here. You ready to go? Bonesaw is ready.
The real nice exchange, and I believe somewhat comic accurate. Doesn't he propose one name and then they end up changing
In it? Ultimate Spider-Man, yes, but not in the original. Yeah. A lot of this is laced with Ultimate Spider-Man. Not tons, but like the, you know, genetically modified spider, stuff like that.
Ultimate Spider-Man started in 2001, correct?
Yes, it started right before this.
That
yeah.
looks like a shirt I could get at Hot Topic today.
Oh, I know. It looks pajama.
He said my name wrong. It's the Human Spider.
Oh, it's just bad print screening. So funny.
It's like a stencil that he like spray painted over. You know?
I know, and I love it because it's so bad. Look at his face when he gets hit with popcorn where he kind of like looks back and he's got like a double chin under the mask. Oh, my legs. I like this guy's mask.
Oh, God, I can't feel my legs.
Kill him. Kill him.
my God.
You figure he's an 18-year-old kid who's never even come close to anything like this before.
Wait for it.
Cage!
It's amazing the evolution that has costume goes through from the spray paint job to a beautiful artwork.
And I know. Think that he drew the beautiful artwork and was like, this is my vision for one day, but we're going to start with this crap.
I just need this to get the money to get the car. Suit. Yep. Well, and you never really know how long it takes him between, you know, it takes
unlock the thing.
Yeah. And, you know, how long it takes him to go from this suit to the other one, because he kind of looks at it and then it kind of just goes into this passage of time. But you kind of assume they've already been at college for a little while. So it could be a couple months, you know, of him trying to figure it out.
Like a buzzword of the year, because they throw it around pretty liberally.
Frank?
Freak.
Oh, freak. Yeah. Maybe. Or this movie was for kids. You know, you know, that's fine. Either one. Spider Sense? No.
No, not yet.
The thing about Spider-Man films. They're develops. Yeah, that Spider Sense is real convenient when you need it, and it's really easy to forget about. I love the the aluminum foil bone saws.
I know. Oh my god, it's so great! Kick his spider ass.
Crowbar. How is this legal?
It's in downtown. Like it's like they imply that it's like around the corner from the library, which is.
Oh, I always kind of took this as he said he's going to the library, and now he has to haul ass across town to get to this thing.
I always took it like, yeah, he said he was going to the library, but it was around the corner or something.
Oh, yeah, I never took that as around the corner, because that's when he was like, oh, no, because, I mean, if it was around the corner, then sure, Uncle Ben, drop me off. You know, like, that's, if it's two buildings down, what does it matter?
Sure.
But, you know, if this is, he's getting plopped in a different part of the city. Yeah. $100. This guy's a jerk. Like, you know, 15 minutes and you pinned him in two. I get that, but come on, man.
Totally. Total jerk.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's my problem.
Minutes. Yeah, then he should get $2,000 by that.
Oh, yeah. What a jerk. I missed a part. Well, that's my problem. That's it. Wait for it, guys. You may not realize it, but that's going to come back.
We're building up to something.
Oh, wow. Do you think we're building up to this moment?
Haircut ever.
Froth, look at that.
Any decade.
Yeah, it's not good, man. No. It's not
why
good.
Why would you rob this guy? Like, why would you go here to commit a robbery? This is, there's, so it's like you have to run through all these layers and, like, these guards, and there are people who are, like, literally getting paid to beat people up, and, like, this is where you chose to rob someone?
Wow. Okay, so this is not commentary at all, and this is going to be really old news by the time that this episode comes out.
Okay.
Star Wars Han Solo film loses directors.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Over creative differences.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, our vision and process weren't aligned with our partners on this project.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is now weeks old.
Yes, by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah.
But it calls into question, like,
because they're filming.
Yeah. And, like, do we think that Lord and Miller? It's Lord and Miller, right?
It's Lord and Miller.
Do we think that they're the ones who are being difficult, or do they think that Disney's being difficult? I kind of trust Disney, but I also trust Lord and Miller. Like, they've done great stuff.
Yep. But
I've liked almost everything that I've seen from them.
I'm going to say, based on two new Star Wars films that are very good, I'm going to say it's Lord and Miller. Because they left The Flash over creative differences as well. And so I just don't think they play well. I don't think they play nice.
In that situation, I was like, well, Warner Brothers doesn't know what they're doing. But here, I'm like, well, Disney does know what they're doing.
Yeah, but now it looks like really Warner, like now under John Berg and Jeff Johns, we look like we're really getting something different from
Warner Brothers.
One,
yeah, one movie.
So that was the time in which we weren't. And so... let's go back to this very important scene.
Peter.
Yeah, we could talk
this scene earned? Did they earn this payoff? I don't think they did.
Well, it's necessary.
I know it's necessary, but I just...
Between
the saline in the eyes and...
I didn't feel...
Attached.
You know who I did really feel attached to, though? Was Martin Sheen in Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah, that felt earned to me more than this. I really actually really like that where where they talk about the meatloaf and Aunt May is like, how come you never told me you didn't like my meatloaf? I've been making that meatloaf for 30 years. Why did you ever say you didn't like it? It's good stuff. This is some CG, isn't it?
By the way, confirmed, that was around the corner from the library because they were back in front of the library when he came outside. Although I guess he was...
He had to hightail it back.
But the shooter was it by the library too.
Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Oh yeah, good point.
Way to connect the dots, Frank.
Yep.
I know my city.
This is it's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's pretty extravagant if you're just trying to catch the shooter.
Yeah, well, he's also doing this for the first time.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. To be fair.
Know how legs work.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about the CG was pretty good, but yeah. Yeah.
Is this gonna hold?
He's
not quite.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Bruce Willis played Peter Parker? What a movie that would
different
be.
Movie.
Yeah, very different movie. Yeah, it's like physics, okay. Yeah.
And swing.
But that's really good. I think you really feel the momentum of it.
I agree with that. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the way even the camera shutters as it's moving along with him I think that's really well done. All the Spider-Man films are like that though. I think that there's something about swinging from building to building that is very cinematic and it's very fun to capture.
It really is. It's a wonder that they didn't do a Spider-Man movie sooner. Well, I know they tried. And they tried. Stan Lee, God bless him, tried.
It became He-Man. Did you? Yeah. So Spider-Man was going to be made by Canon Films, and that fell apart.
Makers of the
Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, and makers of Superman IV, The Quest for Peace.
Yes, right. And it fell apart, and that money was diverted into He-Man. And
did not know that.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm pretty sure that's accurate. So I mean, there was a Spider-Man TV show. Don't forget, there was a live action Spider-Man TV show in the 70s.
Yes.
In the 70s, and it was no good. Like real bad. Like I remember watching as a kid, and he like flipped up on a pole once, and that was the most Spider-Man he was. It was a lot of him running around on the top of buildings.
That's sad.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the 70s, you know, like the fact that he was doing anything was impressive enough, but it just, technology wasn't there. I like that by the time he gets here, he has proficient use of his webs and his agility, like this.
Here.
Yeah, right, basically, yeah. It's a good Batman Where Begins reference. That would hurt so much. Yep, but you know what? No blood, because PG-13.
No blood.
Was it PG-13, not just PG?
This is PG-13, okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of deaths in here. It's PG-13. Yeah. Most comic book movies, the only one that I know for sure in the modern era of movie making is Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer is PG.
I'm sorry, they made a movie...
They're not that bad.
There have been Fantastic Four movies?
The first two are not that bad, truly. They're not great. They're not Spider-Man.
They're not. And they're not as bad as the last one, but
no. They're movies that like got some characters right and some terribly wrong. That's
talking about this earlier tonight, and I think that the best Fantastic Four movie they ever made was The Incredibles.
The Incredibles is a great Fantastic Four movie. One day we'll get a real Fantastic Four movie, and I'm not even that big on the Fantastic Four. I just think that Doctor Doom has owed some good movie. But honestly, make a Fantastic Four movie without him. I think that's what's holding them back.
Right. I like the choice here. I respect the choice by Sam Raimi to make sure that Peter doesn't actually kill this guy, and he trips on the pipe, and so it's an accident. I mean, as much as Peter was probably about to. He's not actually at fault for it.
I agree.
I applaud that choice.
I agree, because this movie could have turned real fast until Superman snaps Zod's neck, and I think it's vitally important that
it can be done.
And there are two villain quote unquote deaths in this movie: Ben's killer and the Green Goblin. And Peter's not responsible for either of them. He's almost responsible.
He's tempted,
but I mean, like. The only reason the Goblin dies at the end, I mean, if there are people listening to this, they've obviously seen the movie. So Aunt May's sobbing. So sad. You know, the only reason the goblin dies is because Peter flips out of the way. So that's not Peter's fault. He's like, oh, well, you shouldn't die because I don't want to die. I like all these night meetings they're having.
Look at that high collared suit.
That suit is, the three buttons is a little 90s, Mr. Wayne.
Yeah, that is a suit.
That's also an exoskeleton. How is that better than what Oscorp is doing?
You know, General Slocum thinks it is, so.
Yeah, I don't.
Obviously never played Mech Warrior.
No, you are correct. It just looks overly cumbersome.
It does.
I do like. I like this scene very much, though, actually. I like the.
Green.
the cackling. I like. It's so.
I like the look on General Slocum's face. That's a great transition.
It is a great transition.
Green.
Oh, my God. So much green.
Midtown Wildcats. I always love it's Midtown High, and it's in Queens. Midtown is in Manhattan.
Well, unless he could go into the city for school.
That's not how it works.
But I think he always goes to Midtown High, though.
Oh, he always does. It's always been a thing for me.
Yeah.
He's like, but Midtown High, but he's Queens. But what?
I like how generic the award was. Oh, Peter, the science award. That's great. Good for you.
Overall science achiever.
You got the revered science award.
The science award. Oh.
Today it would be like, oh, man, Peter, you got the general election science award. I'm so proud of you for, and so is General Electric.
Even Harry's tie and shirt combo, super early 2000s. Look at that. Silver and blue like that. With a tan jacket.
That's a combo I can buy at Kohl's.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Like, oh, I have a special occasion coming up. Quick, get a combo.
Look how old their
TV
is. Why do we both see the TV and be like, oh, now's a good time to comment on it? Because they weren't in the frame yet. That's why. No thanks.
M.A.
I like Aime's dress, actually.
Yes, it's very...
I like the colors.
It's very, yes, it's very, like, elderly woman at a graduation. It's like...
Yep.
I could very
Nailed
much
see... Nailed it.
Could
Nailed
very
it.
Much see my grandmother wearing that exact dress.
Yep.
They have an aisle for that, you know.
At Kohl's.
Elderly women at graduation. Kohl's has everything, man. Yeah. You gotta go to Kohl's, Jerry.
Sam Raimi's joke about the tears here is, oh yeah, right before we shot the scene, I told Toby his name wouldn't be appearing above Spider-Man on the posters.
It's not great acting.
Now, who cries like that? Who doesn't wipe away the wetness from there? No, you.
If they mean something, you let them.
No, I've tried that. Just annoys me. Like, get it out of the way.
I like his periodic table poster.
Oh my God, he's such a nerd.
Hey, the science award comes at a high price.
That's how he got the. Oh, he's got a globe. Why did he get the geography award? The social studies award. But he's also got that Einstein poster. So you know.
Two on one.
Yeah. This actually is a set where emotional scene. You do feel for him because the last thing he ever really said to him without, a bullet in his uncle is, you know, not terrible things, but not great things. And they're going to haunt him forever because that's Peter's style. She handles it remarkably well, though. Yeah. No, but I guess this isn't a movie about her, though.
Yeah, and I guess it is supposed to be a few weeks later, but you're right. It's quiet side. She's handling it remarkably well. All right, let me take a look at this crappy costume. What can I do better than this? What's going on here? What are we gonna do with this?
Yeah, great power and responsibility, man. Man, I'm a good artist. Look at me.
Yeah, why didn't he get the wonderful art award?
The art award.
Got the McFarlane big eyes.
Great power comes great responsibility, baby.
Remember that, Pete.
Remember that.
Wahoo!
A nice POV shot. Wee, that's a tough shot. Cause that's I don't know if that's CG or not.
That's a crane shot, I think.
Yeah, in traffic. That's pretty good. So thus starts the montage sequence, which you would assume would be over the summer, right? Because then he goes off to school, but he's got all summer to be Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So really make his presence known.
Can you deliver that line again?
Oh, when the guy comes up, yeah, sure, no problem. We buy diamonds, classic New York.
He throws up his hands and ropes come out, and he climbs up the ropes like a spider web.
Yeah. I love the montage sequence.
They're like, just come out, stand in front of the screen.
Some kind of freaky, do some wackadoo. He stinks, and I don't like him. That's my favorite guy. It's classic New York. It's like classic New Yorker, where he's like, I've got an opinion.
Is that Lucy Lawless?
I don't think so.
I think that was.
It looks like a bug.
Do you want to use your one look?
Just give him one big hug. Look out.
Woo! Here comes the Spider-Man. Okay, here's the two towers right here. Boom.
Yeah. They're mm-hmm. in his eyes, reflection in his eyes.
Who is Spider-Man? And he's a criminal. That's who he is. A vigilante. Public menace.
The greatest part of this movie, of all three movies, is J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, I was honestly freak. I did not know J.K. Simmons when this movie came out, and I was
a lot of people didn't.
Freaking out.
It is Lucy Lawless.
It is Lucy Lawless.
What?
Yep, punk rock girl.
Wow,
dude, great catch.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks before she was famous.
Elizabeth Banks and like Betty Brandt and
Robbie Robertson
and
Bill Nunn, famous for Sister Act.
Yes.
Ted Raimi, Sam Raimi's brother.
Yep.
What?
Huxtable?
No.
No. Okay.
One for two.
Yeah, no. Bill Nunn, Sister Act, lots of really. He passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Sadly. But I was always freaked out by how much Jameson looks like Jameson from the comics, how much Betty Brant looks like Betty Brant from the comics.
They did a great job.
I think the two of them are uncanny.
The Daily Bugle staff is the best. Like, they're almost untouchable. But J.K. Simmons, man. Great in everything, but this movie, just like everything, even his dumb tie. And his
wide tie.
Man, you don't trust anybody, do you? I trust my barber.
You quote that line a lot. You like that line.
I do like that
it's
line.
It's a good one. I always forget that, and you always remember.
I love that line. I do like my barber, too.
Well, there you go.
Moon Dance Dive. I've always wanted to eat there.
It's not there anymore.
Really?
They were going to knock it down, but it's such a landmark that they moved it. Like brick by brick to like Arizona or New Mexico.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay, it's a landmark, but it's not an Arizona landmark.
Like, it is now.
That's weird. Okay, is this a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
It's a guy? Okay.
Yeah, it's totally a guy.
Okay.
His name was Watson, talking to you.
Yeah.
Enrique.
Oh, there Enrique. Okay.
Henry.
Yeah. Don't roll your eyes at me. I love that. Mary Jane, put some clothes on. Oh, I forgot it was a nude diner. Sorry.
Can you guys get out of the street?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So true.
Don't tell Harry.
Yeah. So now we're back in winter mode. So this movie takes us about over a year because it's roughly spring-ish by the time the movie ends because there are leaves on the trees and stuff. Or it's fall. No, it's fall by the end of the movie. So it takes place over, they graduate. So it's May to October-ish, November maybe, something like that.
But if you're right. If they're wearing coats, it's like clearly winter. But like, what happened to spring? It's a very cold spring.
Right.
Maybe they're just extra fashionable. They just
because there's no leaves on that tree right there. There's nothing. And everybody's in coats. So clearly we're in, this is like October. He's wearing a pea coat. Yeah.
Autumn,
so October, November, yeah, because there's nothing on the trees. These are the things that you don't really think about when you're watching a movie for the first time, but then you start to like, oh, there's a real passage of time here.
I wonder if
now there's leaves again.
I wonder if that scene was meant to have been in a different part of the movie and they moved it for some reason or other.
Potentially. Oh, no, but see, here he is his coat, though.
Well, because Thanksgiving's coming up, right?
Oh, so it is November, right? Yeah. So, hey, good memory. Oh, green.
Oh, man.
Norman's not wearing green, though. He's He's getting out of it.
Trying to throw him off.
God, that apartment must be so much money.
Yeah. Cool space, though.
Great space. I like the very modern wooden unfinished stairs.
I need to get to the loft.
Yeah, just not in line with anything else. Dr. Connors mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Connors mentioned we'll get him in 2 and 3. Because it was going to be, I think it was going to be Black Cat and Vulture and maybe Lizard for movie 4, which Raimi was set to come back for, and the studio opted to move out and go in a different direction.
Do you guys like the 2-villain?
No, I don't.
Movie?
I think it works in some films.
I think it depends. Yeah.
I think it depends on the film, but like meeting each other halfway through the film to team up is. I love Batman Returns, but that's one of its worst contributions to society. is that, we can fit multiple villains into one movie, because then it just, that became the thing.
Yeah, because even Superman 2, while it was 3 villains, it was kind of a team, so it was still sort of like having one.
And Lex Luthor kind of works as like an agent of chaos in that movie. Like,
he's not the main baddie.
Right, well, think about even stuff like Thor 2, you know, Loki's technically a baddie, but he weaves in and out. Magneto is in every X-Men movie, even though he's not always the main baddie. So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But
unless it is truly a team of villains, you know, like Batman 66 or something like that, like, or you know, Avengers.
Right from the start.
Like, unless it's really a team, it's hard to have multiple villains not working together and have the story hold together. It's really hard to do well.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man 3 really, really failed at that.
Spider-Man 3 did not do it well. No, but that you can feel how shoehorned Venom is into that film, because it was just supposed to be Harry and Sandman, and then Venom was forced upon them. So
Venom deserved his own movie. You know, if you're going to do Venom, if you're going to do this great, great villain, it really deserves to have its own film.
Right. Well, he's going to have his own film without Spider-Man, so you get some of that. So we'll see what happens. I like a job. Freelance.
No jobs.
No jobs. I'm going to come out. I'm just going to do this the way that Jameson can make the most money and inconvenience everybody else.
Christmas meat.
Yeah. Bring more photos.
That's such a random.
He's great. You know, Elizabeth Banks almost didn't come back for 3 because she was kind of a bigger deal by then. Yeah.
Massachusetts own.
Is she from Mass?
Pittsfield.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yep. Oh. Good for her. Good for us.
Good for Western Mass.
I love the, yes, I can see that.
Look at the proud look on his face, sort of like, I hit on a girl.
Yeah.
Yes, I did that.
Yeah. That was some, yeah, I've been to that building. Well, I mean, I've been outside of it. Classic, this is also a contribution of Spider-Man, a classic board of directors meeting.
In short, yeah, like, costs are down, revenues are up. Yeah, that's all you need to know. We're not going to look at any charts or anything and actually analyze it. Just, yeah, you know.
Look, it's 2002. It's all in their little folders right there. Yeah.
And this is what Iron Fist did an awful lot.
A lot of board meetings.
A lot of board things.
I still haven't finished that season.
Still haven't?
Nope.
I still haven't started it.
Well, I'll finish it before Defenders comes out in August.
Yeah, I don't
it's
think
fine.
You need to.
I won't.
No, I will. I like David Wenham enough to.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
If anything, just watch it.
Watching it for David Wenham. Yeah. David Wenham.
and the tale of 300.
Yeah, I was Carl in Van Helsing.
Or Faramir.
Or Faramir in Van Helsing.
I don't remember that. No.
I remember when this came out. And like there was like release and trailers, and the bald guy, people were like, I bet you that's the Vulture. And then he turns into a skeleton a few minutes later.
Like, this guy's sipping his coffee or his tea. Just
you're out, Norman.
Am I? He looks kind of goblin-y.
This reminds me a lot of the board meeting from Batman. When the Joker shows up.
Oh, yeah.
He takes out the guy with the,
but that's a mob boss meeting.
Yeah,
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 yeah, it's
yeah.
a little, yeah.
Recalls yeah. to it.
I love that scene. Nobody wants a war. Yeah, I can do that whole thing. I won't. today.
Hey, let's hear it from Macy Gray, everyone.
Macy Gray.
Still the first thing I think of whenever I hear her name, which is not often these days, but Spider-Man. When I do.
You think of Spider-Man?
I think of this scene, and I think of, baby, I know it had a fat A.
That's pretty good.
You were so mad at me.
That's a pretty good Macy Gray.
I know. I've seen it enough. And then Nutty Nutmeg Fantasy.
Nutmeg Fantasy. He is...
Why didn't you wear the black dress? I wanted to impress my father.
He is
loves
the worst.
Black.
She looks gorgeous.
Yes, and also that's the creepiest freaking thing you could say. Like, I wanted my dad to like you. I wanted my dad to want to date
he
you.
He likes black.
He loves black. No, your dad loves green.
And then he tries to, and then he's like, so you don't look great. Let me give you a kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you've looked better. Kiss me.
You're the worst.
It just occurred to me, we had that close-up shot of Norman in the boardroom.
Yeah.
They should have given him green eyes.
Oh, sure.
Should have given him green eyes. That would have been a nice little touch.
A nice tell. Right? I know. I think he does a good job. I think he does a great job at conveying it. Mr. Fargus, yeah.
Fargus.
I think he does a great job at conveying it without that extra touch.
Oh, I'm not saying it was necessary. I'm just saying it would have been a little detail.
Yeah. That's a little detail. I don't disagree.
Of course you don't, because I'm right. Singular wireless. Remember Singular before AT&T?
Yeah, I do. We had Singular wireless. That's what we had growing up.
Became AT&T.
It's a high-waisted suit you got there, Harry. That's our glider. That glider's emitting a lot of pollution. Yeah. Now it would be green efficient.
Yeah,
get
that's
it?
Right. It would be. It would be green. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Oh, look at this Unity Festival just closing down.
Look at
Times
all
Square.
These brands in Times Square.
Yep. Whiskey. Sometimes I like to see. You know, that's not for how old this movie is. CG's still. It's not bad. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, here it's pretty good actually. But before, when Peter was like running and stuff. It was
it's because,
pretty bad.
It's because Goblin,
here.
He's zooming by quickly. Stan Lee cameo. It's because he's zooming by quickly, and it's Peter we kind of lingered on. And I think that's probably a big part of it.
I think you're right. The action shots, the movement is, yeah.
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 This balcony, man.
Yeah, it's a shoddy balcony. Superman moment. I like that his suit extends all the way down to his collarbone, but that's definitely not what it does. In other movies, or even in other bits of the film, it goes just to his neck. So how is that? How is that shot possible?
Out am I?
Zeke skeletons. I actually really like the way that they did the pumpkin bombs. Just the orange cylinder instead. When I was a kid, I hated the fact that you could see Norman's mouth through the mouth of the goblin.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it for the duality aspect of it, you know what I mean? Like to see the person underneath the goblin, to see this like dual identity even running through that way. I kind of like it.
Billy, you idiot, move.
Hey, I mean, like deer in the headlights, man. You got to give him some slack.
There's so much Superman in this that I never really noticed before.
I surrender. What
like,
do you mean?
I mean, like, the shirt rip and, like, the saving the little kid. Like, those are pretty kind of specific Superman things. Like, it appeared in Superman movies in particular.
Sure. I was going to say, saving a kid might not be exactly Superman. That guy's going to have PT on that shoulder. Just saying. I like the glider that it actually bends on each leg.
Yeah.
And folds in and out. I think that's pretty cool. See a lot of practical stuff. Even like the rocket zooming out of the glider is just practical. You know, it's just sparks and the thing moving, but it makes it hold up way better.
It really does. I pretty strongly feel that, like, you know, when possible, you should try to do practical. Like, I do think it does look better. I do think it looks better for longer.
Yeah,
you know, and there are certain things like the way that balcony is moving, you know, when it was falling is a control, you know, obviously like motorized controlled thing. And you can kind of tell, but it looks better than bad CG would.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Know your limits. Fix it in post is not always the best way. I do like that they confront multiple times in this film, whereas a lot of times in a superhero film, you'll get them like once, you know what I mean? You'll get like the first confrontation to the last confrontation, but
yeah,
the Goblin and Spider-Man see each other multiple times.
Like three or four times.
Yeah.
I like that better than the sort of like, I'm going to leave you messages or like take over all the TVs in town to send you a message, and then the one time we meet is at the end of the film. Like, I like this better.
Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, he goes right. I mean, we haven't got to that scene yet, but when he goes to Jameson's office and he like basically goes to collect him, you know, well, he goes to talk to Jameson and he just happens to be, like, be there. But, you know, it's a much more practical way of doing things. Hey, St. Patrick's, how are you? This is the rooftop garden in which you see a lot of Wilson Fisk conversations from Daredevil.
Madame Gao, right?
Yeah, Madame Gao. Uh-huh. Yeah. He uses a southern accent here for some reason. Don't mind us, folks. We just need to see the elevator. Like, why? Why are you doing this? Now, his voice was dubbed over in the Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, because it just sounded like this.
Yeah, you notice that they don't do that anymore, though. They didn't do it for Amazing Spider-Man. They didn't do it for...
I don't remember that closely.
Yeah, you can hear them. It's a bit muffled. Which, fine, it makes sense. I think it's... As a kid, I don't notice, but as an adult, I'm like, why is his voice so clear? You know? It's funny the things that you think about versus the things that don't matter. Harry, you're the worst. We'll go to breakfast and we'll just buy her something. You deal with money. Yeah, exactly. And you don't even need to. Oh, my God.
It's so bad. And he's so like, I want to come over. Let me come over. Okay. Okay, well, let me buy you something. Like, no, don't say you want to. Just do them. Just do the things you want to do. Don't say you're going to do them. Just do them. Don't be that guy. Come on, Harry.
He is that guy, though. He is the worst.
He really is. The guy that doesn't learn. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
He never learns. He never learns. And he thinks he can fix his problems with money.
Yep.
Poor Harry.
I'm just going to go get some. I'm going to go get some rest because I'm Harry. Yeah.
She's a little rattled.
Aren't you coming to bed? I mean, it's a sweet loft, but we only have one room.
Should I pull the stairs up on the way out? Or?
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'll just crawl up the side of the building. No big deal. That is a nice house.
Same establishing shot.
Yep.
Makers. I do not believe he would drink Makers. He can afford so much better than that. I mean, I like Makers, but I'm not Norman Osborn.
It's called product placement.
And they had Suntory whiskey in Times Square. So, like, make up, you know, pick a brand.
Well, that could have just been what they were filming that day. You know what I mean? That's free product placement.
Could have changed that if they wanted to.
Yeah, they could have fixed it in post. Even this couch is green. Just saying. That plant is green.
This scene used to freak me out as a kid.
Oh.
To see the duality and him go back and forth with the mirror.
Yeah, I love the back and forth with the mirror, especially since it's just him on the day. Mm-hmm. It's not a green screen that he's talking to and they put in it. It's literally just him. As he actually would be, shifting his body. Like, it's not in his head. He's acting it. Norman is acting it physically as well.
Yeah, it wasn't two separate, like doing the shots separately. It was like he's literally going back and forth from being one side of the character to being the other. And you can actually
You can see his body shifts. Yeah.
He's actually talking out loud to himself in the mirror.
Which makes him crazier.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. And like, look, you can see, I remember here, you can see his face changing. Right there, from like the grin to that look of like fear.
Yep.
It's great. It's a great piece of it. It's like theatrical acting, you know?
Yeah. Willem Dafoe is so good. I loved, one of my favorite moments of Spider-Man 2 is when you see him in the mirror talking to Harry. Oh, it's so, I love it. You see him I think he's in 3 too, or you at least hear him. But I like that he's this little thread that they just kept bringing back. Because, I mean, he's Willem Dafoe. He could go and do other things if he wanted to, but it be a good sport and come back, like, good for him. Yeah, he's one of my favorite parts of this trilogy. And I love the Goblin's one of my favorite characters, so even if he doesn't look like the Goblin, I'm glad that I feel like he is that character.
But perhaps he could be turned.
Yes. Well, it's always worth a shot.
Yeah, always. Love that they use the Flatiron Building for the Daily Bugle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I always think of it every time I see the Flatiron now. I always think, what's in the Flatiron? Offices?
Just officers, yeah. Just all sorts of offices.
Yeah. How about Green Meanie? Oh, you're the worst. Ted Raimi. And the best.
I'm not going to lie. That cigar is putting me, it's putting me in the mood for a cigar.
Yeah.
I could go for a cigar.
A
stogie.
Good to be the boss. Smoking a cigar in his office in the middle of the day.
Just throws it out the window.
Jameson. This movie is filled with people who are the worst. See what I mean? Like, even he even shows up, like, in the explosion. Real person. Like, good stuff. Nice zipper in the back, though.
Oh, man.
You know, have you ever seen the screen, the special effects makeup tests where they do have a very accurate goblin mask and that it's Jameson's thing. Sleep. I wanted to send this to somebody the other day, but I knew they wouldn't get it. So I didn't bother, but
was it one of us?
It wasn't. No, I would have sent it if it was one of you. Yeah. I forgot what. So it's a very practical, like, comic book looking goblin, and they controlled all the expressions with a remote.
Oh, wow.
It was really interesting. I don't think it would have worked on screen. It would have looked weird.
Yeah.
But it was cool that they tried it. You know, they didn't immediately go to the, like, we'll make him look like a robot. You know,
I applaud them for trying.
Yeah.
I applaud them for trying. This whole like Oakley lenses thing was like very 2002 for both characters.
Oh yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely. This scene Kevin Smith always talks about, where he's like, it's just two action figures who are barely moving on screen. It's like you set Spider-Man up over there, and then you play Green Goblin for a little while, and then, you know, that's it. Because you can't see, you can
Either
see his eyes,
mouths.
But you can't see their mouths because it's at night. So it's just like, it's kind of weird.
That's so funny.
There are 8 million people in this city.
He does a good, yeah. I kind of like that you see his eyes, and I kind of don't all at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it
would be difficult to give this monologue
without some kind of
expression.
That's true, but there are actors who have done better, different monologues, by doing that. So, I'm not sure if. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think of like V for Vendetta or anything like that. Think about it, hero. Yeah.
Your Willem Dafoe sounds a little bit like Stan Lee, and I kind of love it.
Stan Lee.
Excelsior. Yeah. Think about it, hero.
Interesting.
Tony Stank.
Tony.
Could you, this is nothing related to the movie, could you look at the audio for thing, because I can't hear you on one headphone.
You what?
I can hear you, but I can't hear me. Can you plug my headphones back in? Perhaps. That would be great. So I can say more useless things about this movie. I would appreciate it.
Will do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or a moon dance hamburger. How's that? Yeah, man.
Oh, well. Yeah, okay. And we're back. I feel better now.
No, thanks. I don't want to be the arbitrary third wheel. Thank you. I appreciate the offer. Thanks.
Thanks.
Very nice of you, but I think you guys should just go on a date.
Yeah. Why so interested? I'm not. Oh, she's the worst. You're not.
She's playing with him like a spider.
Yeah. You know all those spiders people play with. Yeah. That's what. That's
not the reference I was going for. You know, when you go home and you're like, oh, I've had such a long day, I could really play with a spider.
Yeah, yep. There are probably people in the world that are like that.
The original fidget spinner. True story.
Spider. That's why they're called. That's why they're called spinners, right? Because they spin webs. The original spinner.
Hmm. I like how obvious these two guys are that want to assault her in the alley. Like, hey,
what two guys? What are you talking about, Frank?
Wait, you'll see.
Like how? Look how much it rained in approximately 5 seconds. Look at all of that.
And how these guys are like coming out of the woodwork.
Well, did you know on film you actually have to, you basically have to make it torrential rain so people can see the rain to show up. Yeah,
it takes a lot for it to be
seen. which is why everybody is sopping wet,
right,
in movies and rain sequences, because that's the only thing you can see.
Yep. Here comes one of the, like, still I think one of the most like iconic kisses in like film history.
It's true. I actually really like this fight sequence too.
Yeah. Me too. I forgot how good this is.
Yeah, it's very grounded. That's a nice little spin. Yeah.
Pirouette and twirl again.
Yeah, this is a very iconic film kiss. It was a great idea. Is.
Yeah.
Didn't they mimic it somewhere, maybe like the MTV Awards or something like that?
Yeah, they did. Didn't I? Making this up, did they date for a while after this movie came out?
I feel like the Spider-Man.
I think you might have made that up.
Leading actress pair always date.
Well, I know that Andrew Garfield and
Emma Stone
did.
Yeah, and you can tell their chemistry was very palpable. I don't think their chemistry is as good
here. You don't think it's as good
in any of the films?
I think she does a good job. I think he's kind of like a wet blanket.
Okay.
I agree
with
you.
Well,
it's
because it's raining right now.
I agree with you. I think that she was more charismatic and more believable, and he was more like, I like cake.
Yeah, he played Peter to a fault, almost.
Yeah, okay. I know what you mean by that. Man, all that rain is definitely getting up his nose, though.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I meant the actor, not Peter himself, but
still worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, see what I mean? Like how it comes to his neck this time, though. Like the costume, it doesn't go to his collarbone.
It's because they had a different cowl, one that he could take off and put on himself, and one that had to be like sewn up the back or zipped up or something.
Yes, that's right. It's sewn. He was sewn into it. Yeah. Yeah, that I knew. Yeah. Up.
Oh,
see. Yep.
Oh, the fire. Here we go.
And so this is meeting number three now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So like they do come into. Goblin and Spider-Man come into contact quite a bit in this movie.
So it's at least four times.
Why did this woman leave without her baby?
Oh, great point. Maybe she thought the husband had it. Got the baby? Yep. this movie also set off the superheroes save people from burning buildings thing.
Especially in Mexico.
Yeah, where the scene takes place, actually. Yeah. He got all the way to Mexico.
Crazy, isn't it? Even in Mexico, they have the FDNY.
They're just everywhere. They're America's heroes, Frank. Good thing he went to the right apartment.
Yeah, I know.
Like my baby. Can you be more specific about what apartment in the...
Like... She looks and she's like, not my baby! Yeah.
Do they do any instances with his spider sense in this?
Yeah, it's actually coming up in this.
Is it in this one?
Apart from the locker scene, right? The fight with Flash Thompson, and then in here, and then the last fight with the Goblin. He uses spider sense. The thing with spider sense is like it tells him something's dangerous around him, but it doesn't tell him what it is or where. And so he has to kind of be aware.
We have a blip on the radar.
So, like, essentially right now, his spider sense would be going off because he's in a dangerous place. So it is, like, it's helpful but not helpful all at the same time. You know what? Maybe spider sense... No, spider sense isn't in this scene. I was thinking of slow-mo.
That is some ponytail. Oh!
Yeah.
Like, that is an ugly lady.
Yeah. You know, the predictability goblin is actually working for you, so I wouldn't, you know, call him out on it. They look good on screen together, actually. Even despite how I don't really care for the goblin's look, they look good together. Do you guys like the raised webs on Spider-Man's costume?
At the time, I think it was kind of controversial, right?
Yeah, it was. But it shows up really well on screen.
Right, and I think that's why they were what they were going for.
Yeah.
I do. I think it looks nice. But I have no problem with, you know, the Garfield version or the Holland version either.
Actually, the second Amazing Spider-Man 2, that's my favorite Spider-Man costume so far. I think it's great. It's very pitch iconic. It's bright colors, got really wide eyes. So
I like how they can show the Holland costume shrinking.
I love the shrink wrap thing. Yeah. Cool. I like that. And I like his eye movements too. I really like that.
I have to be honest. So the raised webs never bothered me at all. I like them. I don't notice as much of the the differences all the time. Like, I can't think right now of like what's the difference between the Andrew Garfield costume, like, or the his first one and his second one versus
the
Tobey's three. You know,
Amazing Spider-Man, the first one, he had gold eyes and he had that strip running down really skinny running down the middle, and the material almost looked like a basketball.
I don't really remember. I'll have to take a look. I like that. I never noticed she actually wore the black this time to meet Norman.
Oh yeah, she does look nice. I think the other dress looks nice too, though.
I agree.
You better have remembered that cranberry sauce. Not a chance. Oh, Harry's wearing green.
Duh, there we go. There it is. Oh, look at how he's looking her up and down. It's so creepy.
You know what he kind of looked like right there? He looked like Jack Nicholson. That kind of look with the eyebrow raised.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the checking people out part, but the, like, he had a very Jack Nicholson look on him. That was a weird mask removal.
Yeah. This is great. This scene is great.
I love this. Yep.
How strange. There's nobody here.
I like that his feet stick, even though they're clearly like super thick boots.
Bit of a slob, isn't he? Look at this green sweatshirt on the floor.
All brilliant men are. That's kind of a dig at Norman, because he calls him out for being a slob, and she said, all brilliant men are. That's a lot of blood. Yeah. Me, Norman Osborn, amateur detective.
It's like a ketchup spatter.
Look, I love how he's already looking out the window when the camera comes down. He's already figured it out.
This scene's actually done well with like the when they kind of figure each other out. Well, he at least figures out Peter anyway.
Nice green shirt, Peter.
Oh, he's wearing green too. His tie does not go with that shirt though.
Are we thinking that he's one that would get fashion anyway?
That's what I'm thinking. I kind of feel like that is what Peter Parker would do, is wear a tie that doesn't match.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Not even, it's also not, but it's not fully like up his collar either. You can see the button. That does look like a good fake bird.
Plastic turkey.
Yep, does look good.
Right in the moment he's like thinking about killing Aunt May, he's like, I will eat whatever I want.
Do you think that Harry's like, Dad, you're acting kind of weird? You know, because as we saw him at the beginning, he's kind of a nice guy at the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
So this evil Norman Osborn, you think, would throw off his son's scent. You know, or wouldn't throw off the scent anyway. I stepped onto the curb and...
Yeah, you know, it's... This is you would think it's like, oh, come on. Like, he's going to connect those dots, but like... He is so paranoid that it's like perfect that he would connect these dots. Like,
yes,
say that happened. You know, he's gone just insane enough that he's like, of course he'd be like, why? It's the only thing that makes sense. My son's best friend must be the Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. But I mean, like, that is a very specific new wound, though. So I like that. I also like that Peter is totally not like, I wonder why he's freaking out about my arm. Like,
what could they give away?
My arm that I got is Spider-Man. He's not worried. I'm not worried about it at all. Oh, yeah, this is sad.
Oh, this is so, oh, this is so, so terrible. So terrible. And you can see almost, you know, this, you can almost see what Harry and MJ, why they get along or what they see in each other, because they both have terrible fathers and they can relate.
Oh, good point. I've never really thought about that. That's so sad. Then broom her fast. Sweep her out the door. That's a very specific thing to say, Norman.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah. So bad. Harry, that doesn't really go together either.
I do kind of enjoy how Aunt May is like, she's not afraid of Norman. She's like, you're being rude. You're being, like, whatever. She calls him Norman. But then on the way out, he calls her Mrs. Parker. So they clearly don't know each other that well. They, like, maybe have seen each other because the boys know each other.
They probably don't know
stuff.
Each other at all because Peter only met him a couple months ago.
That's right. You're right. Yeah.
I like that he set up the helmet to talk on the side of the chair to talk to it.
Where's the best place in the room for me to set this up?
Yeah. With the other masks.
The other masks all in a, mm-hmm. in a jury.
Yep. It's great. Guilty.
I love, this is like Anakin pledging himself to the Emperor's teachings.
I agree, and this works better.
This is like being.
It feels more earned, even though it's only in one movie. What did you say?
I said this is like being voted off in Survivor.
Yeah.
The tribe has spoken.
Oh, man.
Yankees fan. Living in Queens.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, no. Bad. Be a Mets fan. No, no, no.
Oh.
That's great. It's a great shot.
Sucks for Aunt May. I mean, like, the damage to this house, and she doesn't have a husband anymore to
finish
help her.
It.
No more income, you know? Like,
I feel like that's covered by insurance. It has to be.
I don't know. Act of God? Act of maniac in costume?
That's assault on a house. I feel like
assault
that has to be.
House.
Assault on a house. I feel like that has to be covered by insurance. Structural assault. She's going to be fine. We're just freaking out over nothing. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
She needs some Ativan.
Yes. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Dr. Damon. Oxygen in use. I should carry that sign with me wherever I go because I'm always using oxygen because it's what I breathe. You ever see that? You guys ever see Mask of the Phantasm? Batman Mask of the Phantasm?
Actually, I have not.
You've never?
Oh,
neither of you
gosh.
Have seen it?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's my favorite Batman movie.
I know it is.
Wow. It's getting released in on Blu-ray. WB just announced it. So I think we're going to need to watch it.
I think we're going to have to.
But anyway, so there's a character, a mob boss in it who, in the flashback smokes all the time. So in the present day, he's got an oxygen tank, and that's just always my go-to in my mind. People are like, oh, oxygen tank. I always think of like that guy wheezing into the tank. People who have seen it will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I will soon.
Pull over. It's not very healthy in here.
Mary Jane's wearing.
Her eyes are green.
I thought they were blue.
They look kind of green with that green. See?
Got a green barrette in her hair. Mm. Also, she's wearing a barrette in her hair.
She looks like Tina.
It's because she's supposed to be 18 years old.
Tina Belcher?
Yeah.
A little better looking than Tina, I would say.
Only slightly.
Oh, man.
This is nice of her to visit. It's also incredibly... I can't believe she has a private room. Like...
Yeah, that's healthcare today. That's not... Back then, she would have been stuffed into a room not much bigger than this with another person in it.
Right, exactly. Wow, private room.
Luxury.
Yeah.
Ben do. Maybe they have money.
No, he worked at the plant.
Maybe they have lottery money.
Maybe.
But he was like the senior engineer at the plant, so maybe, you know.
Maybe they were just good with money.
He was the senior electrician. Yeah, maybe they could just be yes. They could be good with money. That's true.
Did you see that TV?
That's good point.
They sent Peter to like Columbia, didn't they? I mean,
I'm pretty sure Peter went on scholarship because he got the science award.
You're right.
Peter, the Science Award.
Oh, man.
Things you don't think about when you're a kid. Like, oh, yeah, the Science Award. It's not even like the physics award or something like that. You know, like you would get in a thing, just science.
Like chemistry, you know,
right,
something
just,
more specific.
Right,
no,
just science. American education. Science. This line is quoted in The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon tells Amy this exact thing when she's mad at him for something and he tried to express his feelings to her. He's like, you feel stronger and weaker at the same time. And she was like, Sheldon, that was beautiful. He's like, thank you. It was from 2002 Spider-Man movie. But I mean every word of it.
Oh, Sheldon.
He's the best. He's quite a poet, this Peter Parker, even though he struggles with poetry in the next movie. If you want a woman to love you, give her poetry. Thank you, Alfred Molina.
I mean, it works.
It does. No, it doesn't.
For him, it does.
No, it doesn't. That's not at all why Mary Jane falls for him. He tries the poetry, and she's like, what? What are you doing?
Well, in that movie, yeah.
It works here.
That's what I mean. It works here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's poetic. It's not really poetry that he's feeding her. Oh. No green.
Oh, no. Green flowers. Ah.
He's not wearing. Oh, yeah, yes. That's a green turtleneck.
He's in mourning.
That's a green turtleneck. It's because he's the son of the goblin. He's wearing green all the time. Not a different establishing shot this time.
That's a weird open-ended scene.
Yeah, it is.
Harry walks in and cut.
Yeah, no one says anything. They all just awkwardly stare at each other, and then he's like, okay, bye.
Oh, that house is gorgeous, though. Look at that carvings. Look at all those carvings.
That reminds me a lot of the Luthor's house in Smallville.
That is a mansion in
totally.
Vancouver.
Yes, it is.
Which is also the same mansion, the X-Mansion from the X-Men movies.
No,
it's the same,
oh,
mm-hmm,
wow,
same house. Okay. Yep, it's also the Queen Mansion in Arrow.
Yes, I was going to say.
Okay, all right, excellent. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same house.
Just throw a rug down. Make sure it's green.
It's green. It's green. Yep. You know what? I'm making fun of it, but I appreciate, but like, I appreciate, like, I'd rather have thematic choices like that as opposed to just throw any old color down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I prefer it that way. Even Harry wearing green because he's an Osborn is an important subliminal statement because he's going to be Goblin Jr.
Little Goblin,
even though he looks.
Lil Goblin. The Adventures of Lil Goblin and Spidey.
There was a Spider-Man comic I read not too long ago that I think it was Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 25, and it had a bunch of little backup, like little stories in it, and one of them was like super cartoony thing, and it's Aunt May at home, and she opens up the window, and she goes, goblins, and she runs outside with a broom, and it's Hobgoblin and Green Goblin like picking pumpkins from her yard, and she chases them out of the yard with a broom. It's so good. That's like four panels. It's nothing to it. I saved it. I'll show you when it's over. She seems fine. She's good. She has that picture from home. It's nice.
The one he actually broke in his own room, so that must be another duplicate.
I assume that they have multiple pictures. It was a gift one year.
It was a gift, Todd.
That was the Christmas gift. It's a gift, Todd. I'm keeping the painting was a gift, Todd. I'm keeping it. I had to place it for a second. I haven't seen Wedding Crashers in so long. Great movie.
It was on TV a few weeks ago when we were watching it.
Oh,
I
love
forgot
it.
How good it is.
I should watch it at the beginning of every, like in like every May because it's wedding season. I should watch it. Maybe I'll just watch it tonight. You know, whatever. Oh, Peter, you got that lip gloss thing going for you. Looks nice. Some nice lip gloss. Yeah.
He's just well hydrated. Okay.
He is exactly well hydrated. You're so mysterious all the time.
I love this. Like,
I know
very,
it, babe.
this very progressive idea Aunt May has is of like, isn't it Mary Jane's choice who she gets to date? And it's like,
woman's choice.
I never thought of it that way, Aunt May. I thought she basically belonged to Harry. I thought it was kind of a property situation, you know?
See what number he clicked? 555-555-51. I love fake movie numbers.
Remember ringbacks?
Wow, this movie's dated. It's got payphones. Yes, I do remember ringbacks.
Oh, I remember when I realized that they I saw payphones at the time, payphones like exactly like this, and that was a Verizon payphone. And I remember when I realized that they must have in post whited out the Verizon logo on that little placard at the top.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Exactly right, because there's a blank
spot. Blank.
Yep. Whoa. Little things. Little things. Oh, climax of the movie. Let's steal the death of Gwen Stacy and not, you know what I mean? Like, I disagree with stealing iconic moments and twisting them like this. I like the choice thing. I like the cable car. Like, I like all of it, but if you ever wanted to do Gwen Stacy, which they did, they now had to switch everything about it.
This was at a time, though, when it wasn't a sure thing that there would be sequels.
That's true.
So Sam Raimi was trying to throw in like as many little references as he could, because as far as he was concerned, this could be the only one. You know.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's a good
and
shot.
And you know, because now it's like they sent on a director for two or three movies to begin with, and there's a clause that, like, you know, we'll only make the second and third, you know, if we make so much money on the first one or whatever. Like, it's all laid out. But it's pretty much nowadays, like, they often decide there will be a second and third movie unless there's a disaster. And here, that wasn't the case. You know, this is before that was a thing, when it was every sequel was a surprise. Like, oh, guess what? They are making a second one.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, now it's the opposite, where the studio expects to make a sequel and they announce, like, the sequel.
Exactly.
And then Some stuff might not come from that. I mean, movies have been doing that for a while, but that doesn't always mean...
It was far less common at this time, though, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. Stingers that open-ended... This was very much a closed book. Like, if you never got another Spider-Man movie, you would have felt like, well, he'll continue to be Spider-Man and do things, and that'll be that. But there's no lingering plot threads.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, sort of. I mean, Harry's mad at Spider-Man at the end of the film, but that's, and you know, and will they, won't they get together kind of thing. But you're right. Nothing like to be continued.
It stands on its own as a movie. Like, you could watch just this one movie and be like, that's the end of the movie. It's over. Like,
that's true. Where something like maybe Spider-Man 2 could stand on its own, but it does give that lingering, you know, like, oh, Harry found the secret compartment kind of thing. So... It doesn't work. We are who we choose to be. Now choose is something we say quite often.
I say it, yes, very often. We say it together very often.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is it that?
I don't know. But that one and Bonesaw is Ready come to my mind a lot.
Bonesaw is Ready. Do you think that would...
Age!
Do you think that would throw off the goblin here if he was just like, Bonesaw is Ready? He's like, what?
We are who we choose to be. Now choose.
Now, here's what's very interesting. So in the scene right before this, when he's talking to Aunt May, on the table there are three books, and one of them is a physics book. So you would assume that Harry Peter's been studying a lot of physics at Columbia, and this is him putting it to practical use.
He did win the science award, you guys.
Yep. This is going to work as best as it can.
This is also reminiscent of Batman and Robin.
Another, what? Go ahead.
Where they're given the choice where either Robin falls or he has to rescue someone else.
That's Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Okay.
Yeah, Chase Meridian, yeah. Or Robin.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. And he saves both of them.
And
all that
face with the coins.
All that scene proves is that Robin is useless to Batman in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because all he does, he barely helps. Barely, he gets caught, and then he doesn't help at the end. Like, it's literally nothing.
Listen,
like,
he started the red emblem on the Nightwing. Okay, just
throw
that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Be it 20 years early.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
Incoming.
What are you gonna do? Boom! That was a good punch. It is impressive that she held on.
Held on. Yeah. Terrific arm strength.
No kidding. And slow-mo.
What would you do if he just tickled him?
I don't think you could control it. Like, you know, you can hold on from pain, but tickling is a different bodily response. See, these villains have got it all wrong.
Goblin made a mistake there.
Ooh, and she's lucky her arms weren't pulled out of her sockets.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah. We're gonna make it. Oh, yes. It's all good. He's just like being fancy for no reason, though.
He's just showing off.
Yep. Oh. Foreshadowing, because we got the little blade
here
right
we go.
Here.
Mm.
Good throw.
Yeah.
Really.
You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same guy that says, I don't like him?
He stinks.
And I don't like him. No, it's a different guy.
Okay.
No, I wish it was the same guy.
It does kind of look like the same guy who says in Spider-Man 2, like, he looks like my son. He's just a kid no older than my son.
Might be. I don't know. I've never investigated that.
I haven't either. I'm just sort of noticing now.
Spider-Man, watch out. Whee! So I, So I remember as a kid driving on that bridge and actually seeing these buildings off on the side and being like, "Oh my God, they're real!" Like,
it happened.
It happened. Uh-oh. Good extreme close up.
The last year or so that I was living in New York, a bunch of my friends and I joined a frisbee football league on Roosevelt Island, and so like every Wednesday or whatever, I got to go to Roosevelt Island, and I was like, ah. This is where it happened.
That's
this
cool.
This is where this happened. See the tram overhead, and I get so excited.
I like that this was kind of their way of saying, like, we don't want the mask on him in the third act, but this feels like a compromise with the mask broken.
Yeah, getting it blown off rather than him
choosing
just to choose.
It off. Yeah, exactly. Which happens in every other movie.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the first times this was done, right? Like, let's take off the mask so you can see his face. So we feel like we need to see his face.
Right, exactly.
And in subsequent films, it starts to feel like, is he never wearing the mask? And does everyone passing by just know who he really is? Like,
right, that's the... that is the... Also one of its contributions that I don't necessarily approve of, you know, because you see a lot, particularly in here, comic book television... With like everybody knows who Barry Allen is, you know what I mean? So, so I feel like that kind of spun off of this.
I love how he's like shooting the web, but then like his foot is right there. So like, what were you shooting at?
His crotch. Look, even goblins are vulnerable there. Oh. I mean, you can kill me, you can blow up part of my house and take my aunt, but don't you dare talk about Mary Jane Watson.
Don't you dare talk about my best friend's girlfriend who's always been my neighbor my whole life, who I'm secretly in love with and actually doesn't know who I am.
Bingo. Nailed this whole movie. And now I'm mad. Get this plastic prong out of my way. That's what he was shooting at, see? Little whoop whoop.
Yeah. Let's pull down this wall.
That would hurt so
Mr.
much.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Especially the way he was crouched looking at it. Like, he wasn't flat. Like, oh, that would hurt a lot.
Yeah. That's, look at that. That's Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, I was going to say that was some Ninja Turtles 2 Shredder action.
Yes.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh. It's funny because this fight scene is almost nothing. You know what I mean? He's literally standing up against a wall and punching him and doing it again and again and again. There's not a lot to this.
I yield.
Yeah, but, you know, like, this wouldn't fly in a movie today. But
fly?
I,
no, it's about a spider.
Nailed it. Good job.
Fly.
Fly. I do like that this movie is personal. Goblin never once, like, I'm going to blow up the city. I'm going to take over this. It's literally just the two of them. You know, I like that very much. He has his own agenda. Spider-Man gets in the way, and he diverts his agenda and goes after Spider-Man.
That's true. I never thought about it that way. I actually really like that, too. Now, you know, it is different, because most other films, it is sort of like, I want to take over the world, or, you know, I'm
right
planning vengeance on whoever wronged me, and this hero got in the way. But I really like that this is personal. It's about the two of them, and everybody else is caught in the crosshairs.
Yep. Yeah, it feels... For a movie that started for a movie that really, like, really jump-started superhero films, modern superhero films, it's still kind of original that way, because you don't get a lot of movies like that anymore. It's always, like, big explosions at the end of the movie, destroying this, taking over that. That's not what this is at all. I like his switch right here, too. Godspeed,
Spider-Man.
And see? And...
There's a Spidey sense.
There's a Spidey, and we remembered it. That's a great shot. Panning to the eye, zooming to the eye, I should say. It's look at that, stabbed him. That's no good.
No bueno.
It is no bueno. Right through the hips.
Don't tell Harry. A lot of people are saying don't tell Harry. MJ.
No wonder Harry goes crazy.
What makes Harry so great?
Nothing.
Why can't he be informed?
As we've seen in this movie, nothing is great about Harry. Nothing, except all that magical green that he wears. Yeah, this seems good.
He shrouds him in that blanket and leaves him there.
People will think that he died in his sleep. It'll
be
great.
Your first instinct to bring him back to his own house and be like, oh, those wounds are self-inflicted?
Yeah.
Self-inflicted crotch wounds.
Well, I think he didn't expect to get caught. You know. Oh, you know what's interesting is that the room where Harry discovers Peter's identity in the second film is the same place he discovers that his father's dead. It's the same room. Oh, that was well done. It's good.
It was well done.
I didn't ever really thought about that.
Look at all. No one came to the funeral of this titan.
See,
billionaire.
But again, like he was like he seemed like a fine person at the beginning. So I'm surprised by that.
Also, you just expect like the rich people to be there, like the elites, all his hobnobbing friends who he goes to Met Gala with.
No, hobgoblin friends.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
Jeez,
also, Harry, three-button suit.
He's not wearing green, though. It's because he's the goblin now. He doesn't need to wear the green.
I am the goblin now.
Look at me. I am the goblin now. He looks kind of old here. Like, older than he does in stuff that came later.
To be fair, Franco's never looked well.
Yeah, he does always kind of look sick, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's like Freaks and Geeks and then this.
He always looks like he's strung out on something.
Yeah. Part of that, I think, is just his eyes. You know what I mean? He has, like, lilty eyes, whether he's strung out or not.
It's kind of sunken eyes.
Yeah. Sad that nobody came. Like, Aunt May came. This woman, like, who barely knew
Norman.
Him. Oh, and see, and now we're back to the narrating. It is kind of weird that, like,
I love will always be.
It is the way that it's weird that it does drop the narration. Like, it starts and then he drops it through the whole film and then he picks it up at the end. But it's not a great framing device, but that's okay.
This bothers me though, like how quickly she's in love with Peter.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Jane's fickle.
Nothing but plot device.
Yeah.
She's not, I mean, as much as I said earlier, like, that she, you know, she comes across like this very sweet, like, girl next door. She's not a great character in terms of, like, you know, great, realistic female character. Like,
no,
she doesn't really, she is very much a plot device. She's there for, like, the men in the movie.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. She's a product of her time. Certainly. The style, anyway. Mary Jane in the comics is actually she's pretty mean. She's not, like, mean to Peter, necessarily, but she's not, like, a great person until the death of Gwen Stacy. And that's kind of her growing up moment for her. And then she really becomes a better person, a better character, and all this stuff. It's an interesting, like, kind of shift in comics. And so I guess you can kind of consider this her growing up moment. Oh, yeah, but
you love me.
Well, see, don't forget though, they're 19 years old here. You know what I mean? Like, they don't look it.
It's not earned.
It's not earned. But they think, that's what I mean. I think their feelings are much stronger than.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. When you're a teenager, you think you're in love much sooner than you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. But it still feels like she never even told Harry that she loved him.
No, that's true. But I mean, like, you don't tell everybody that you love them when you're dating them, you know, at that age.
But they're not even dating, is my point, these two.
No, but they've had an emotional connection that she's never shared with Harry because he was poetic in his in his aunt's room at the hospital. Yeah. Dude, I mean, I just don't.
That I will friend zone myself for
you. He literally does friend zone himself.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like their relationship in these three films, because then the second one, she's engaged to somebody else, and he's like, oh, no, this is, what do I do? And then the third one, they're just kind of, they're crumbling and falling apart.
Together.
And then, right, and then he screws it up, and then she screws it up, and then like everything, and then it's just like sad at the end. I'm like, great. It's good. It's good. Good, healthy relationship. That we should all be emulating.
If I'm wrong. There were supposed to be six of these originally, correct?
I don't know if there were supposed to be six of them, but
more than
there was more.
McGuire to continue.
They were all ready to go for the fourth one, yeah. And the studio opted to go in a different direction, yeah. Based off of the reception to three. I don't know if it could. I bet you they could have done one more, with less studio interference. I bet it would have been a fine movie.
It feels like they were like they. Cancel. They pulled the plug on the whole thing, and it's like they were trying to make toast with a nuclear bomb. It's like, oh, let's just blow the whole thing up. Like, no, you can just ease off. Let Raimi make his movie for number four. Like, that worked the first two times.
Yeah, right. Let him just go back to what he's doing. I mean, sure, he'd need to be wrangled in for some things, you know, like the dancing and stuff like that. That's all very Raimi. But it's like, let him tell the story that he wants to tell. And hey, whatever. That all led to current Spider-Man, so you can't really not some things like that. I mean, like without Batman and Robin, we don't get Batman Begins, you know, which means you don't get The Dark Knight. So, you know, things happen. It's fine.
It's true. So are we going to sit here and sing Nickelback, or?
I'm so high, I can hear.
No.
I'm so high. Oh, Randy Savage played Bonesaw McGraw.
Oh, Macho Man.
Oh, wow. He looks so... I didn't recognize him. Macy Gray as herself. Punk rock girl. Good for you, Lucy Lawless. Yep. Wow.
Her bone structure is excellent.
She does have excellent bone structure.
I was so ready for you to be wrong. I like feel so bad. I was like, no. I mean, it kind of looks like her, but no.
I'm good for one, like, that's that person from... Like when we saw Wonder Woman, the secretary is the
Lucy Davis.
Girlfriend from Shaun of the Dead.
That's right.
And she was Dawn on The Office, the British Office. Dawn, the Pam from the British Office, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, fellas.
It's been a blast. It's been a blast. You can rate and review us on iTunes. Be very, very much appreciated. I have actually a review here. From the Ryan Smith, 5 stars, says hashtag mustache, which I love.
Oh, boy.
I'll call back. Well, thank you very much for that. You can rate and review us on iTunes. You can also find us at Overcast, Satchel, Google Play, and all the places podcasts can be found. You can check Frank and I out over at Supergirl TV Talk, and Frank at The Market is Next Door, and myself at Academy Rewind, the podcast about revisiting Oscar nominees from years past.
That's right. All that you can find at ThoughtbubbleAudio.com. You can also check us out on Patreon if you want to support us, get more exclusive content. You're going to get episodes of Academy Rewind weeks before anyone gets them. You're going to get episodes of Beer with Geeks weeks before anyone gets them. So Academy Rewind, we're going to get, you know, the pilot episodes have been there for a little while at this point, so you can check that out. Patreon.com/ThoughtBubbleAudio is the way to do that. Give us, kick us a couple bucks a month, you know, if it's worth it to you, and you'll get all this stuff way before anyone else gets it. Some exclusive stuff, too. It's only for our patrons. So please check that out and help us keep making these podcasts we love to make so much.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts? At Beer with Geeks on Twitter, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, Facebook, same thing.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much nails it.
It's all good. Damon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you again for having me. I had a great time.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming. Thanks for bringing the beer. Good stuff.
It was great stuff. Okay.
All right.
Well, until next time, cheers.
Bonesaw is ready.
The science award.
The human spider.
Oh, that sucks.